But Shane, I was just slagging Jason Ryan how many steps he ran tonight. He certainly ran a lot. But that was a terrific team performance tonight. You couldn't, you know, it was one of those team performances which you knew you needed against the county champions.
Yeah, Liam, sure, the games are coming ticking fast now, and I suppose, as I said to you, you know, we appear to be getting a little bit better every week. We were, I suppose, a little bit nervous about, yeah, how will we react with a 6-day turnaround, even though we didn't mention it in training, but obviously we reacted in the right way. But as a collective, and as talking about digging in and winning hardy and dirty ball and winning individual battles, we probably won most of them in certain areas around the field, which helps you obviously get the win.
Yeah, well, Michael O'Regan grabbed the first ball out of the air on Jacko, you know, probably set the tone for the team, didn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, sure, what a big challenge for Mick, you know what I mean? Two big men in on each other, and in fairness, of Jack is obviously he's always a constant threat. But Mick had a great game, like. But as you see, Mick had a really good game last week. Mick has been building on every game, so it's all about trying to keep him going now and see can we get another game out of him next week, and hopefully that's what he will. But in saying you're dead right, he definitely was the launching pad today for us to start off with the right attitude.
And I suppose when you think of it, in the past you would have pushed him up front. He played up front, and you know, I think he's in a good position now attacking the ball because he's still a young fella, you know. Oregon is not old by any means.
No, but sure, as Mick, we would have played him a little bit midfield in a few different places last year. But in saying that, to be fair to him, he's always trying to tell me six is his best position. But sure, sometimes you have to jig it around and see for the better of the team. But six is his most natural position, and it is his best position. He's a mighty big man, and he's able to move as well. He also can break out, and he can deliver balls. So without a doubt, it is six is his best position.
And at half time, you know, you deserve to be in front at half time, and then you, of course, you were expecting an onrush from St. Martin's. They had to win, they had to defend the Sun in the second half as well, which is difficult, but you know, you responded brilliantly.
Yeah, we did, and to their goal in the first half as well, they got the
goal.
Got
an immediate point.
We got an immediate point, and you can't underestimate the value of that. You know, reacting and not probably going a little bit hiding to that goal. But to be fair, we just seemed to be a little bit more composed on the ball and being willing to be able to throw it around. And like, that's playing the champions. Now, I don't know if the game then in the context is a little bit closer, did it help us? But definitely the lads were composed, and they weren't afraid, say, to play the ball to the player in a better position. And then we obviously, Conor Manny got in a lot of them positions and got some great scores.
Yeah, he scored some terrific points. And then Rowan, you pushed him in and full forward in the first half. I know you probably gave him a definite job to do, but he didn't see the ball as much as he liked it. But when he came out in the second half, then himself and Manny, there's one thing on their mind when they get the ball head for goal, which I love to see with the players.
Yeah, and they're very fast and very fit. They're very different, funny enough. Rowan has an incredible natural speed, where Connor's endurance is incredible. But you've got to remember now, Joe's sitting in there, Joe's stick work, and Joe's picking up a lot of balls.
He was very good this evening.
Very,
as well,
very good. And to be fair, you're trying to limit the ball getting to Joe, because Joe hurts you. Like, he plays really good ball into our back and down into their forward. So you got to remember, that's probably why Rowan was struggling to get on as much ball, because Joe's a really fine hurler as well, and he's probably hurling as well as he's ever been.
Well, before you went out, Shane, you were obviously confident as a group. I was on to Dennis Doyle today, and you must have been delighted with the way you started. And then, of course, when you start so well, you're saying to yourself, Jesus, I wonder, can we maintain this?
Yeah, of course you are, Liam. You've got to remember, like, this is Glen Barrington. We've never won it before. And, like, that goes all of us. And do you know, that's there, and sure, you got the pressure then. There's that added pressure. You're always trying to get over the line. But then you're trying to change your mindset from that, and not to be thinking about that, and just keep working away. And with this 15-minute water break, it breaks it all down very quickly, so it gives you time to look at things and change a couple of things if you need to. So from that point of view, definitely.
Is it a benefit? It is.
Well, you begin to use it as a benefit. You know, sometimes you think when you're
not to, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's all you can do. So we, at the moment, we think it's a benefit because you're getting over the line. But I don't know if it is. But at the moment, it's not doing us any harm.
What about the semi-final now? You have to keep the feet on the ground, of course. There's a great small crowd here tonight with great support, but you know, you have to keep the players' feet on the ground. It's beaten county champions, but nothing won, and I'm sure you reminded them of Shane.
I know, Liam, sure, it's not easy. You know, there is a good maturity in the team, which I said to you last week, so we're hoping, like, and as I said to you, you know, they're all aiming to just try and get another step and win another game, and hopefully these games keep happening. As you see, you know, I said to them last night, there's three counties gone down into lockdown, and you can't rule out anything in relation to this at the moment, so we've got to keep just going each week and each week. But yeah, they're going to be listening to different things now as well, because everyone thinks that obviously the Martins have been the champions, but sure, look who's left, like, you know, there's nobody. Yeah. I can guarantee you, Liam, and there's no point saying there's nobody going to fear Glenbarton in the semi-final.
Yeah, you'll
and
be watching the three games with interest,
yeah,
won't you?
We will, but there's no one going to fear Glenbarton. Like, you know, we played 2 weeks in a row now. Six people are asked of pundits for the 2 weeks in a row, will Glen win, and they're not picked to win any of them, and it won't probably be any different for the semi-final. You know, so like from that point of view, as I say, it's going to be open slate come to semi-finals, and it all starts again. You know, on Sunday, Monday, it's a whole new week.
Well, I have to say, Billy Byrne, we gave you a great chance tonight before the game. So,
yeah, good.
Byrne got right.
Come on, Billy. Yeah. Yeah, we knew we were hurling well enough to make a game of this. To be fair, I didn't think probably. To be fair, you'd have to give credit that we were in control of the game for most of it, and I suppose that was probably the little bit of a surprising thing. But look, it's gone. It's we'll enjoy it tonight and probably look at the rest of the matches for the weekend and see where next weekend takes us.
Well done, Shane.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks, Shane. Thank you.
Thanks, Shane.